neck for that long and feel comfortable about it, that means that he's not afraid of what's going to happen.
A gun store owner in Philadelphia shot and killed one of a group of looters breaking in early this morning.
Good.
America's listening to Fox News.
I hate 2020. Everything happening has been crummy. Hey, we got pandemics and there's lots of riots. Terrible. Wish we could go back to 2019 in time machines, 'cause it's bad,
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 bad.
Such high hopes for this year too, and it started. Man, it didn't take long.
We don't need to go through the list.
Yeah. It is 8:03. Both in terms of news and personal stuff, it's just been one thing after another.
Lost a dog.
Yeah. All right. Now these people want to play the Sacalute.
I believe so.
Doug.
You're doing great.
Hey, Doug. Did you want to play our annual Sacalute contest?
Sure.
All right. What was our last guess?
1331. 17.
And that was too low. So what's your guess?
Let's try 19.
I'm sorry? 18?
19.
What is the number you're saying?
Give it to us digitally.
19, I think he said.
19? Are you saying...
Your phone is a little flaky.
Whose idea was this contest? I want him fired.
It's hard to make out what you're saying through the phone there.
We think you're saying 19. Is that correct?
You're correct, Reed.
Okay.
19.
19 is too low.
Too low.
You're going to
wait for about that. Too low.
Thank you for the chance.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You want to hear the really exciting news I got?
Okay.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Guess who's going to be on the cover of the June Boom magazine?
Oh, my gosh. Mr.
Sandman. David?
Yes.
You're kidding
me. I'm so excited. I just found that out yesterday when we had a big fuss on the afternoon show. And here he is on the phone, cover man.
Yes, I'm going to be a star.
Yeah. Yay.
On the cover of the Boom magazine.
And we will make sure you have copies at the store so we can send people in there to get them.
Oh, I'm going to have copies at the store. I'm going to be sending copies to everybody who knows me. And, especially my grandkids, so they'll know how famous I really am.
Yeah, they'll appreciate
it. They'll know.
To find that out yesterday, that made my day.
Yeah, I'm glad you. I got to send in all the answers to those questions they wanted. So, but, that's... I appreciate that. It's an honor to be on the cover of a magazine that Greg Rudell has been on. I mean, that just puts me in
Richie
high
too.
Yeah, Rich Thomas. Yeah. Rick Peters.
Yeah, Rich Tom. Yeah. So, and it's because of y'all. Y'all have made me the success I am today, which is not a whole lot, but I am what I am.
Tell us how we can make you more successful, Mr. Sandman.
Keep sending me customers.
Okay.
But let me... In all honesty, our showrooms are a mess right now. We have had the month of May was the biggest month we've had in 3 years in the Montgomery stores.
We like
and,
that.
Yeah,
so hang on.
Yeah, I do too. It's my creditors like hearing it too. So it's we've been swamped. We've been selling stuff off the floor, trying to put new stuff back on the floor, but I'm short-handed. I'm needing a good salesperson, and I'm needing a warehouse man. So if anybody out there has experience and would like to work for a low-rent operation, come see me. We have a great sale going on. We've got lots of mattresses. Still have mattresses. I can't tell you how many people came in Saturday asking if we actually had mattresses they could take with them, because apparently they had been to other stores, and most people don't maintain an inventory, and factories are having trouble shipping right now. The Simmons factory in Waycross, Georgia, had its roof blown off in a storm a couple of weeks ago, and I'm not sure they're back up yet. And the supply chains are all messed up, because if one factory, and you know, everybody went to this just-in-time, you know, delivery system for, you know, building products, you get the inventory in just in time to use it. Well, when one chain, one link in that chain can't open for some reason or another, everybody gets messed up down the line, and that's what's happened. Mm-hmm. Factories cannot get the springs they wanted, they can't get the right foams in. All sorts of things are happening, but fortunately, with all the warehouses I had full of mattresses, I've still got a lot of inventory to sell, although it has dwindled tremendously. But I've got mattresses on hand. I got two trucks in yesterday, about 70 pieces, you know, restock. So come see us on the Atlanta Highway, across from the Dairy Queen. We've got great buys going on a lot of really nice products. And we do have mattresses you can take home today, or we can deliver promptly.
When do we get to start?
Monday through Saturday.
Go ahead. 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday.
Yeah. Yes.
On Atlanta Highway, across from the Dairy Queen.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. You got it.
When do they start shooting the Mr. Movie, Mr. Sandman movie?
Mr. Movie Sandman.
Is
there any bit parts left?
Yeah. Yeah.
You need a cute dog and an adorable weatherman. We can help you.
Well, that would double my viewership, I'm sure.
No doubt.
So, they just can't find anybody proper to play me yet. That's the problem.
We can make a topic out of that on the show. After the magazine comes out.
Who plays David
in the movie? Mr. Sandman,
some guys I played ball with sent a picture around one time of the guy from Star Wars that had the gray beard and the gray hair. The older guy.
Picard?
I don't know who he was.
Not that one.
See, with the Federation of Planets?
United Federation of Planets, Bozo.
Yeah. Yeah. And they, you know, because he and I look, you know, you get every old gray-haired man with a gray beard, we all look alike. So, you know, anybody could play me. But I appreciate it.
All right, man. Thanks.
Congratulations.
Have a good day.
Okay. Do you know why everybody else is on the line?
Why?
They want to play the game.
Oh, you want to play the high-low game.
Oh, Sacco.
Sacco loot.
I want to play.
Okay. Hey! Our last guess was what?
$19,
and that was too low. So what's your guess on the sack of loot?
Well, I'm pretty good at math, so I'm going to say 18.
Well, no, we said...
Wait a minute, 19 was too low.
See, that
means... 19 was too low!
See, you're awful at math. What you should do, if I can help you,
I would go
higher than 19.
How about Andrew Jackson? Let's go with 20.
20. Right. Let me put it in here. 20? No. Too low.
There's more money in there.
Thanks for playing Sacco Loot.
It's too low.
If I ever get a hold of the
rectum
who came up with this idea. Jason.
What's
up?
Yes.
Hi.
Are you calling to play Sacco Loot with us?
I am.
$20 is too low.
$20. All right. 2020. How about that?
2020?
That's his guess. Guess what?
It's a little high.
No, losing, guys. Sorry.
Besides, it's Gaylord.
This is the worst. This is the worst 2020 ever.
Yeah.
Now we have our range.
It's between $20.
It's between $20 and 2020.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah. That narrows it right down, though. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right.
Don, I don't want to be a downer, but you only get one guest per day.
Yeah, weren't sure.
The rules we just
he asked
up.
Me.
Okay. That's okay. I'm just trying to keep you guys from getting any older. I'm trying to help you.
Yeah, well.
No, we appreciate that.
Help us tomorrow.
So this is our
y'all big, have a good day.
This is our big ratings event for this year. Holy crap, we have now set another record.
News Talk is
the latest we've ever gotten.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy, Alabama's largest Coyote tractor dealer. The largest selection in the state. Test drive a Coyote today at Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
We are taking a look at warming up quickly here. The dew point is 64. That's not too terrible, so the humidity is not crazy out of control. Believe me, that's not good, but it's... with 77 degrees, we're on our way to a high around 90 today with some partial sunshine and widely scattered isolated random afternoon and evening storms. I know that's a long, rambling sentence, but that's what you have this time of the year. Some places get a nice downpour. Many towns get skipped. Low tonight, 70. Tomorrow, we'll add a few more clouds to the mix, and that'll take the temperature down for a high of 86 with scattered pop-up storms here and there. Scattered meaning a little bit better coverage tomorrow for some lucky towns. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, a generous supply of those random storms. At least 50% coverage each day. That still means some towns get wet and others don't. Upper 80s to around 90. Then over the weekend, of course, we're watching the latest. The latest that's from the National Hurricane Center as of 8 o'clock this morning, indicating that the Tropical Depression number 3 in the Bay of Campeche is still at winds at 35 miles per hour, just below tropical storm status, which is expected to happen later today. Air Force reconnaissance is on its way to that system right now. We should know more later today, and the system is expected to become a tropical storm. The next name on the list is a sea name, a buoy name, Cristobal, and that'll be later on. And then where will it end up, this weekend or early next week? We don't know. The models are all over the place. Watch my morning video for more details. Right now this morning, 77 degrees, 814.
Not there isn't plenty of other stuff to moan about, but can't the Hurricane Center cut out the PC crap? Let's make these names easier to remember.
Like Joe.
Al, Joe, Bill, yeah. Donna, you know. Yeah. Well, we can't have a Donna. They're already, I think that name's off the list. Cristobal.
Gunther.
Here's Eric.
Hi, Eric. Are you calling for a high-low, Eric? Eric, are you there?
Eric.
Eric. Eric.
Not anymore.
Nope.
813.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health is reporting 5,600 new coronavirus cases in the last 2 weeks. This brings the total number of confirmed cases to more than 18,000. Health officials say at least 644 people have died. More than 9,300 people have now recovered from the virus. Several hundred people peacefully protested the death of George Floyd last night in Montgomery. Police set up barricades around the state capitol. Protesters held signs and chanted, "No justice, no peace." And the statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee has been knocked off its pedestal at Lee High School in Montgomery. Some have called for years for the statue to be taken down and even to have the name of the school changed. The rest of the school property appears to be untouched. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
When will things get back to normal? How many times have we heard that lately? While many of our medical heroes and fellow Americans are still battling this tenacious and deadly virus, we keep hoping that things will soon be back to normal. This is Al Crosby with Crosby Electric, and I Googled normal, and the top four synonyms given were usual, average, typical, and common. Wow, not very inspiring, huh? No one ever sat on their deathbed looking around at loved ones with a gleam in their eye exclaiming, "Man, I live such a life of normal." What if, after this crazy pandemic, we decided to live abnormally? What if we were strangely joyful, exceptionally hardworking, unusually gracious, extremely forgiving? And what if we loved insanely and irrationally? What if? Sound impossible? Remember, friends, Luke 1:7 reminds us, nothing is impossible with God. Say no to normal.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator, like ourselves, who will walk hand-in-hand with you. you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer. It's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Website, and it's a web address where they gather all the local news, but that's not important.
That's
thanks
for you.
They're talking about making masks mandatory in Montgomery. Don't do it. Don't do it. I'm not going to do it. Come and arrest me now. Do whatever you're going to do.
No,
I've
do
had it.
It.
Yeah. I'm not wearing a mask. It's too damn hot. I almost died walking into Costco the other day because you got to wear a mask in there. Enough already. Just stop it. Had it. Up to here with your mask and your social distancing. Get on with your lives. Jeez.
You hear that, Chase? You're not going to have to wear a mask.
I normally don't have a rant on the morning. I'm sorry. I don't normally don't do this on the morning show. I try to keep a calm demeanor, but that just popped up. No. And I'll go to jail. Because you'll put someone like me in jail, but when somebody commits a crime, you can't find them with both hands.
Hey, could there have been more rumors yesterday about this and about that?
A whole bunch of scary.
Each one.
So little of it could be confirmed, other than there was going to be a demonstration.
Right.
We still don't know how the Statue of Lee got down, whether that was
done by
the city or somebody did it.
Apparently,
better to be safe than sorry.
They felt the East Chase
threat was huge.
There's barricades and several police vehicles.
And I'll give the mayor credit for that. If he, you know, if that was his decision, protect those businesses. We've seen enough of them go up. That is not protesting. Burning down somebody's place of business is not a protest. In Beverly Hills, they burned out a Gucci. Are you serious? That's justice.
They're going in, under high-end places like that. Yeah.
It's
and who are they?
Yeah, that's the question.
Outsiders.
A good many are. I put a picture up. I don't know if you saw it yesterday. Somebody got video of a kid who had, and he's obviously Antifa. You know, a white kid that looks like he just came out of his parents' basement for the first time in a year.
Yeah.
This idiot.
Yeah.
He set Nashville's historic courthouse on fire. He looks like a real winner, huh? There's a kid with a future. He should serve 10 years for that or more. Enough. And then, Minneapolis, would you get your story straight? Your county coroner said the guy had fentanyl and methamphetamine in his system. But when you allow the family coroner to come in, you're going to get different stories, and it's going to just perpetuate debate. I'm sure your coroner is very trustworthy. Does that justify anything? Absolutely not. No. But tell the truth, if you can. Leon?
Yes.
Hi.
What are we doing this morning? I've been on vacation, so I haven't been here.
What do I do better than anything else?
You're a drunk.
Well,
I got to agree with you on the mask thing. No. I was on vacation all week in Destin, and even in the Walmarts and everything, I would say 95% of the people weren't wearing a mask. And everybody was healthy. Nobody was sick.
Yeah. It's nonsense.
It is.
Did you see that tweet right there? Or never mind, they took it off the screen. From Marco Rubio saying they found a bus in Ohio that was filled with rocks and all kinds of other things to throw. And he said, and is this not an organized effort?
Really? No, pallets of bricks turning up in cities all over the place. Yeah. Who's putting them there? Can the law enforcement folks find out how they got there? Mm-hmm. Is there a receipt for those bricks? Or are they just, is this alien construction landing in the middle of the night? It's nuts. But I'm not wearing a mask everywhere I go. It's, first of all, you know what you can get from that? Al Sharpton identified it's called asthema, when you have to rebreathe your own breath on a hot day.
Asthema.
Accidental asthema.
My mind drifted on that one.
Well, okay. We appreciate your call. Thank you so much. Eric.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
Greg, Power Radio, buddy. I got to tell you, yesterday when I called you about the cemetery, and guess what? This morning, they out there cutting, and I don't know what happened. Yeah. Maybe they caught wind of it, and it's a blessing because. One quick reminder is my nephew owns, he's got a little seafood place down in Destin, Florida, and I won't mention the name because it's, but regardless, he's made mention that, look, you're not going to come down there and you're not going to destroy what business he's built and worked his life to build. And there's no way in the crap that he's going to allow that. But Radio Land needs to keep in mind, I lost two friends in Hoover 2 weeks ago on a Wednesday, would have been tomorrow, 2 weeks, that were murdered by a young person. And because during the robbery, so that I don't want to get into that part of it, but I'm not going to. But regardless, you know, that this is enough of this crap.
Because, yeah, well, now, I mean, look, the reason we know that outside people are heavily involved in this, just first of all, look who's at the, it's young, the crapsters are all young white members of Antifa.
Exactly. You're right.
They picked this incident because it fit the parameters of something they could use as a reason to set the country on fire. And
I know. And it's not, I mean, and I've even saw video, Greg, of business owners that were armed and they were protecting their property.
Yes. By the way,
but in most,
I have a clip on my, and I got to go right now. We were way behind the hour. Thanks for the call. Did you see the little clip? It's two that were going to be throwing a brick.
I did not.
This is a feel-good clip here. This one.
Okay.
See if we can get that to play. They both have a brick. They're very young, obviously. And they go up to throw the brick. Let's see if we can get this to play. Watch what happens here. The one... First one throws a brick and then runs.
The other one throws a brick and
right into their head.
Right into his buddy's head.
Yeah.
They're both wearing hoodies.
Yeah, that's called instant justice. Crazy.
Oh.
I've got pretty good tinted windows on my Rogue. Maybe they won't see me if I drive without a mask. Do you know how stupid people look when they drive with a mask on? What is wrong with you?
Don't they have the no mask lane in the middle of the center lane?
You're only allowed to use it if you're wearing a mask. That's just so crazy. I saw somebody doing that yesterday. Usually you see it in a meme or, you know, some... No, this is somebody driving out of a store parking lot with the windows rolled up and a mask on. Not me.
God, that kid got hit hard.
Yeah. Knocked out. If you want to have a feel-good moment, go to my Facebook page. It's right there for you. At 8:27, this is, of all times, a great time to take advantage of a situation that won't be available much longer, and it's the chance to buy a car at 0% over the term of the loan. 6 years, 72 months, 0%. At the Jack Ingram family of stores. That's on select Nissan products. 6 years, 0%. And delayed payments on a Nissan for up to 6 months. So you can not only get yourself a brand new car, probably lower payments too, because you're paying no interest. And then 6 months to use money to pay down other credit or maybe to add some things to the house. Or set the money aside for the holidays, whatever. With Volkswagen at Jack Ingram, 4 months delayed payments, 0% over 72 months. People that don't live in a state of fear, they get in a situation like this. This is a real buying opportunity at the Jack Ingram family of stores. The Audi folks are having a certified pre-owned event that's huge. They have Mercedes and Porsche and Volvo. And, of course, at Jack Ingram, the signature pre-owned cars from which we are six-time purchasers and happy with every single one. So get yourself a deal and shop with confidence, especially with those signature pre-owns, man. Those cars are vetted. They don't sell somebody else's troubles. And prices starting under $5,000 to over $25,000. Start your shopping at jackingram.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic got some problems on the Northern Boulevard at North Belt. There is debris in the roadway there. Watch out and don't bend up your automobile this morning. Also got a problem on Ware's Ferry Road. This is going to be just past Montgomery Academy as you head outbound right before the boulevard at Hollis Woods Road. Watch out for an 18-wheeler that has both lanes blocked there. You might want to use an alternate route for the next few minutes while they deal with that. Around the city, we've got light congestion on the boulevard. I-65 and 85 rolling the speed limit through downtown Montgomery. A little congestion on Atlanta Highway, Congressman Dickinson, and Norman Bridge Road. And that's about it. Buckle up and drive carefully. Trenum State is offering continuing education classes in pharmacy tech, medical billing, and coding. For more information, call 799-6556. That's 799-6556 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What sets United apart from the competition?
At United, our service department is top-notch with technicians that are trained and certified to quickly find your problem and tell you up front how much it's going to cost you to repair.
And yes, United has emergency service 24/7 and can service and repair all brands.
Our professional, prompt, and experienced service team will fix it right the first time. We have over 300 years combined experience and service thousands of families in the River Region.
If you're tired of paying the same AC guy for the same problem every summer, give United a try.
If your unit is beyond repair, we give free estimates on replacements. And for this month, we will give you a free digital thermostat with a new system. And we have payments as low as $99 on a new energy-efficient system.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
With thousands of locally owned Napa stores across the nation, chances are that wherever you call home, we do too. So as America starts opening back up for business, and as more of us start getting back out there again, we'll be in big cities, small towns, and everywhere in between, doing what we've always done to help keep our local communities moving forward. So whether you stop by a Napa Auto Parts store, Auto Care Center, or visit us at Napa Online, you can count on Napa know-how.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I need caffeine. I need caffeine.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
And Dan Black. Isn't it ironic that it's Dan Black Studios that he represents?
Exactly. That is amazing. The same.
What a coincidence.
Yeah. And you two have a little history over the years.
We worked together back in the early 80s, and he's the guy on the 12 o'clock news that introduced me on the air on television. I was scared. I was wearing like a prom looking suit, a white prom suit with a lot of hair.
Wow.
You know what? That was seems like a lifetime ago now, Rich. You know, it has been quite a long time. But
we were both much younger.
But you know, we had a great crew there at WSFA. It was a great place to work. And
remember that was the set with carpeting on the.
Oh yeah, and you know the weather technology has definitely come a long way.
You
right?
mean from maps with magnetic numbers?
I think that this conversation, this little reunion, would be even more enjoyable if they were doing it over a great meal at the Seafood Bistro.
Oh, I see. What a segue.
It is. I'm sorry. Oh.
Dan, we're just blending you into the show.
Oh, absolutely.
Now.
No, I'm part of it. I'm glad to be here.
Don't
go anywhere.
Let me pause here for a moment to tell you about the Seafood Bistro located at 1651 Perry Hill Road, right down from the station here. 279-7500 is their number. They open at 11 a.m. today and every single day. That means Saturday, you get a craving for some seafood, they're open for you. Sunday, open. Monday through Friday, open. 11 a.m. every single day. Also online, theseafoodbistro.com. If you go there, you're going to see the entire menu, and you can put in an order online, too, and pick it up. They do curbside pickup. They also, they're open. You can go inside. You can sit down. You can dine in. If you want, although there's a lot of people who want to do that. So, you know, get there early if you want to get a seat to enjoy lunch or dinner for the Seafood Bistro. Maybe you can't get out at all. You want to have it delivered? You can do that. Use one of the delivery apps on your phone. Every single one of them is there. They got Uber, Eats, Grubhub, Waiter, DoorDash. It's all available to you to bring the Seafood Bistro right to your home or office. Get one of those po' boys, or I was going to say a po' bag. You can get one of the boil bags as well that they have. It's the Seafood Bistro. Like and follow them on Facebook. Now, back to the show.
You know, now that Mr. Sandman is going to be on the cover of Boom, we got to get Dan.
Oh, yeah.
No, I haven't.
That would be great.
I can't think of a better candidate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I appreciate that.
A guy that wears a lot of different hats and
history in the market.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly a business that Boom Readers would love to be interested in.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
For anybody. And tell us about the whole variety of services you're now offering at Dan Black Studios.
Yeah.
I drive by there on Monticello.
Yeah.
And I'm always in a hurry. I wanted to stop in and say, well, how's Wendy?
She's great. Doing great.
Awesome.
Yep. Yep. She just, you know, she reminds me constantly of the day you dropped in and brought her a pie, which was fantastic. We appreciate that. Of course, all the folks here at Blue Water, it's been a great relationship. But, you know, the thing that we do more than anything else day in and day out, the folks that work with me there, are video transfers. I mean, if VHS stuff went away, we would close our doors.
But you do more than VHS,
right? Oh, we do. Yeah, I'm being a little facetious.
I could hand you a thumb drive or
that's right, Rich. Yeah.
What about if I had Super 8 movies?
Yeah, we do those too. We do those every day.
Because I've got Super 8 movies. Yeah.
We do those every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure you. Do you scan pictures for people?
We scan slides. Yeah.
Oh, slides. Mm-hmm. We were talking about slides yesterday. Now, who wants to go get out the slide projector, remember, and put up the screen? And I mean, but the slides have great resolution.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
But, you know, video transfers, you know, VHS being the number one format, mm-hmm. of course, goes all the way back into the early 80s.
Sure.
You know.
And they're degrading now.
You want to
transfer them, and they would be perfect, you know.
Once they're digital, they're perfect. That's right. And a lot of people, during the coronavirus, were all locked in and going through their closets.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we've had a lot of people calling and saying, hey, I just found these in my closet. I want to bring them in. Great.
Right.
You know, and of course, with the help of, you know, you guys here advertising for us, I mean, we've been extremely busy, which has been great.
Well, busy's a good thing.
Let's get that number out. And then we'll...
Sure.
But you got to stick around with us for a bit.
Yep. It's 279-6036. And just go online, just danblackstudios.net. You know, if you just Google Dan Black, it should come up.
Yeah. All righty.
38 years in business here.
Yep.
And all these years later, after he first introduced this man on television.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
That was in August of 1981. I was 12 years old. For today, a hot day again. We were 90 yesterday. I think we'll be near 90 again today. Partial sunshine. Widely scattered, isolated, random thunderstorms pop up in the afternoon and evening hours. Just a few blips here and there. Low tonight down to about 70. Tomorrow, slightly better chance of seeing a few isolated thunderstorms. They'll be scattered in the afternoon hours. A little bit more clouds tomorrow, so we'll take the high temperature down to about 86. And then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, a generous supply of those random afternoon storms, about a 50-50 chance each day, upper 80s to around 90. And then, of course, you probably know that we have something that we're watching in the Gulf of Mexico with great uncertainty now. It is a tropical depression that is just kind of milling around the Bay of Campeche and will for a couple of days, two, 3 days, before eventually evolving northward. Does it go for the Alabama Gulf Coast? Does it go for the Texas Gulf Coast or something in between? Well, you pick your model, and there's a different solution. And check out my morning video this morning and find out more about where some of the models are taking this system that will become Tropical Storm Cristobal. Whatever.
That's so stupid.
Yeah. Let's call him Floyd. You want to? What?
Well, we can't do Floyd because Floyd was taken in 97.
Oh, that's right. Floyd's been used.
99.
Yeah. That was a bad one for the Bahamas. Oh, boy. Right now this morning, we have partly cloudy skies at 77 at 842.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Hey, Dan, I've had a lot of mishaps over the year with my cars. A lot of them. And over the last three decades or more, I've taken my cars to Montgomery Paint and Body. MPB. You know why? Go ahead and ask me why.
Why is that, Rich?
Well, thank you for asking, Dan. Because Donnie, Holly, and Brandon, the Turners are meticulous. They take no shortcuts. And their attention to detail is simply amazing. And that's why when you get that phone call that your car's ready, not only is it going to be fixed right, it's going to be also detailed as well. They work well with the insurance company. When I told my insurance company this last time, when that that assault with a telephone pole happened on a rainy day or here recently. They said, yeah, Montgomery Paint and Body, we definitely work well with them. They love working with them. They're located off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. Give them a call first. Tell them about your damage and they'll work with you and they'll set up a time and you can come on and visit them. You can walk in the lobby, but it's better to go ahead and make an appointment at 27 Rec with a W. That's their phone. That's their phone number for Montgomery Paint and Body. The folks that will fix your car as good as new, maybe better.
Has the Rich Thomas room reopened over there?
I haven't played the pinball machine, but I want to.
They've got a special wing for Rich. This is record making. Mr. Sandman is back for Mr. Black, I believe.
Yeah, I want to say my father, who was career Air Force, had bukoodles of old 8mm videos that he had taken, or not videos, movies he had taken. Mm-hmm. I took them to Dan Black and had them put on a disc and able to show my grandkids and everything, their great grandfather. It was a fantastic thing to do.
Well, we appreciate you coming in. I remember that, and I really appreciate that. Yeah.
And I've got some more to bring in.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
I just wanted to mention that. Thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And Patty, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Greg.
Hi.
You know, I only call in if I've got really something to say. Excuse me. No, I don't have coronavirus. I have allergies. But anyway, you know what really... I can't use that word, but makes me mad about this whole thing is that every time something happens with a really dirty, bad cop, it is not acknowledged that same cop doesn't care what color you are. So the issue of a bad cop and the rare bad cop never gets addressed. You know, I used to work with a guy that was a cop that got fired for brutality, mm-hmm. and he was a psychopath. I mean, I can guarantee you this man that killed that guy didn't care what color he was, you know, and it continues to be blamed on racism when it's not racism. It's an issue of a cop like this one that had at least 10 serious complaints against him, and he still carried a gun and a badge.
And guess who refused to prosecute him on the many complaints that he had in the past? The woman who would be Joe Biden's co-partner on the Democratic ticket, Amy Klobuchar. So.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's all run by the same group up there. They all have their own mirror to look in. We appreciate the call. We got to take a quick break for local news at 8:44.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Several hundred people peacefully protested the death of George Floyd last night in Montgomery. Police set up barricades around the state capitol. Protesters held signs and chanted, "No justice, no peace." The statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee has been knocked off its pedestal at Lee High School in Montgomery. Some have called for years for the statue to be taken down and even to have the name of the school changed. The rest of the school property appears to be untouched. The Alabama Department of Public Health is now reporting 5,600 new coronavirus cases in the last 2 weeks. This brings the total number of confirmed cases to more than 18,000. Health officials say at least 644 people have died. More than 9,300 people have now recovered from the virus. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating and air, call Mays Heating and Air, 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned and has been around for over 33 years. You can take advantage of Mays' lower overhead and lower prices. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment, your home, to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed and they'll be there when you need them. Mays Heating and Air offers smart financing with Alabama Power and Spire, including commercial replacements. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal. Call Mays. It pays for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895. 361-1895. Or go to maysclimate@gmail.com. State Alabama license number 89388.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Coming up on America's Got Troubles, see Uncle Sam in a performance like never before.
It was just one of those performances I've had the misfortune to see.
Just when you thought things couldn't get any worse, and Uncle Sam says, hold my beer.
It actually got progressively worse.
America's Got Troubles, coming up right after The Not-So-Good Place.
I expect a lot better from you because you're better than that.
8:47 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Black is our guest. Welcome to part of the morning show now, too.
Thank you, Greg.
And you're welcome to drop by some afternoon, too. It's great to have friends around.
I appreciate that.
During the show, especially with this crazy times. In fact, I don't even think I'm going to do a Morning Maroon nominee today because take your pick. Stupidity is a website away. Have you ever, we know you do the transfer work, do you ever do special productions like, I've got a buddy that does this in Chicago. He gets hired by families. If somebody's being celebrated for a birthday or an anniversary, mm-hmm. he'll do like a 5-minute documentary,
yeah.
produce it up and all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that to do?
We've done those over the years, yeah, sure. Yeah, for a lot of different occasions. But yeah, we do those and it makes a great gift, kind mm-hmm. of a one-of-a-kind thing.
Right? Yeah, very much a one-of-a-kind yeah. thing, or the, telling a story with somebody's 25th wedding anniversary, mm-hmm,
right,
that kind of
right.
thing.
Yeah.
So, and you have all those technologies to produce sure. those kinds of things yep. up into something special.
That's right.
So to those of you who have somebody who's celebrating a benchmark birthday, couple celebrating an anniversary, get in touch.
Or if you just need a satellite shot from your house.
He's got yeah. that, too. He can do that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that's true. Satellite shot to Grandma's house.
Enough, please.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you can do that as well.
We have a caller we'd like to speak with you, GW.
Hey, Dan.
Hey.
This is Gary Warren. You remember the day I called you up back when I was with the Montgomery Quarterback Club and said we need to do some video work for Kenny Stabler.
Seemed like I do remember that. It's been a while. How long ago was that?
At least 30 years.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, forgive me if I don't remember all the details.
Well, you know, I called you up, and he was coming to town for the quarterback club, and he said, I don't want y'all to pay me anything. I just need you to get a professional videographer or whatever
yeah.
to do some video work for me. And that's what we did, and he came, and it all turned out great. But that was, like I say, 30 years ago.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I really do.
Yes, sir. I just thought I'd try to jog the old memory.
Sure. Yeah, we've had the privilege of being able to work with so many nice people in the community over the years. And, it's been great. It's been great.
Where are you from here? Where are you from?
I'm actually from Troy.
You're from Troy?
Troy, Alabama.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, I went to school at Troy and moved here and then started working in broadcasting in 1978, actually.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, good stuff, guys. See ya.
Thanks for calling in.
Appreciate the call. What's that number for your studios?
I'm yeah, it's 279-6036.
6036.
Okay.
Real video.
See how you multitask on the air?
Yeah, it's quite
amazing. I get to watch it right in front of my face.
We used to actually do, we had a goofy soap opera years ago before we had computers in the studio called The Whackers of Jacaranda. And, you know, it was, we had this the Whacker family, and everybody had an individual character, and the listeners would call up, and they would give us ideas for the storyline, and we'd write them on the air.
Oh, I see. Almost like improv?
Yeah. And then we used sound effects and stuff to do the whole thing, and we had
the organ. The organ sound effect.
And now.
Right.
The Whackers of Jacaranda. I still want to do the Whackers of Wind Lakes. I think that would be a big hit. Dan Black is our guest. We'll have time for a couple more minutes with you. We'll just stand by. We got to get back to the traffic dungeon. Our accident total, unfortunately, is getting higher.
And Leon's getting larger.
Drink.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic west South Boulevard around I-65. We're seeing a little bit of congestion starting this morning. We had construction there yesterday and going on again today. You might want to avoid the area there if possible. Fairview Avenue, very busy. East South Boulevard in front of Baptist. And, of course, the Troy Highway still busy inbound this morning. Everywhere else around town is light to moderate, including the interstate through downtown Montgomery. No accidents into us at this time to pass along. Buckle up and be safe out there on this Tuesday. Look at here. Todd's Produce brings you Chilton County peaches straight from their farm to you. And they whip up some fantastic homemade peach ice cream, too. Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clanton, next to the Waffle House. You better get you some. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jake.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm tired of the insurance companies telling me where I'm supposed to get my prescriptions filled. They don't know anything about me.
I know. We got a letter in the mail from the insurance company saying because of the coronavirus threat, they want me to use a mail order pharmacy. A mail order pharmacy? Maybe it's their preferred pharmacy, not mine.
Adams Drugs has been taking care of us for many years, so I'm not going to change now. They have continued to be accessible for me during these uncertain times with a virus threat. They're very dependable, too. I've used mail order in the past, and it is so unreliable.
Mail order is just so impersonal, too. I cannot get the trusted service and support like Adams Drugs gives me day in and day out. Adams will deliver my prescriptions to my house and will even bring them to me curbside if I need them to.
Don't let the insurance companies dictate where you get your prescriptions filled. Depend on Adams Drugs, a trusted local pharmacy for your prescription and healthcare needs. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the locations nearest you. Adams Drugs, our family serving your family since 1962.
It's Billy with AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Time to get back on the road. And if you need tires, brakes, alignments, scheduled maintenance services, or just that pesky check engine light fixed, we do it all from oil changes to engines and transmissions at the best prices in the River Region. We have great people dedicated to repairing your vehicle right the first time. And tires, we have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily. Check out our website, AutoSaveTires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
The health and safety of your family is your number one concern. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, is here for you. They're taking precautions for your safety as well as that of their employees. Come check them out for your household needs. They've also got meat, produce, dairy, and other grocery items for you. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. Still here for you.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is June 3rd. Leave the office early day. Alrighty, fellas, I'm out of here. Huh?
I don't know. I just end the music or something. Who cares? I'm Tail Lights.
And we welcome Dan Black Studios to the roster of supporters for the morning show. Dan Black in the house with us today. You really do it all there. You have people who can design, develop, write, book, shoot, record, voice, edit, mix. You know, you might want to add one other feature.
Okay.
Prominent local personalities who, for a reasonable fee, can... Yeah. You know, narrate your video or whatever it is.
Absolutely. We should add that on.
Just a suggestion.
We also do birthdays in clown suits.
Ooh, and I can do Barney if you provide the costume. I don't have one, but I can do Barney. Let's give your number again. Again, one of the things people trapped in the house are finding, wow, I've got boxes of VHS tapes or the slides, whatever, all these old format things. I mean, I've got at least a case of VHS tapes. Absolutely no way to play them. I don't even know what's on them half of them.
Yeah.
Right.
No, well, be careful with those.
there is no danger that anything.
Whoops. Nude on the moon.
You know, that has happened on more than one occasion.
Yeah, honey.
I didn't mean to go in the play record.
God, the worst thing that ever, one of the worst moments of my life, I videotaped tastefully my daughter's birth, and about 9 months later, her grandmother came over and wanted to watch.
You recorded over
my dog. I forgot to take the tag off the back of the box. And there's 6 hours of gun smoke where my daughter's birth should have been.
Yeah, I remember those tabs. Those tabs.
You can't get that back.
Oh, no, that's over. That's gone. I mean, you know, and so many stories about wedding videos being recorded over by the Super Bowl and stuff like that.
Oh, exactly, yeah.
And now I'm going to begin petitioning to get Dan a Boom magazine cover. He's got the legacy in the market. So we appreciate you coming by. We're going to wrap up our show this morning with a visit to another great sponsor, and that's Randy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Doing good. How y'all?
Hey, you know.
Yeah.
What's happening out your way?
Well, I want to talk a little bit about our land clearing services.
Land clearing, yes.
We have a full complement of heavy equipment and can do a lot of different jobs. Now, I have a huge crew, all right, a huge crew. I've got two operators, so it's a huge crew. But really, that is our strength. We don't have a big crew, a lot of guys coming to your property. We've got two very qualified guys that come in, and this is the time of year people are kind of looking at their land and around their homes and wanting to improve their land, whether it be, you know, making some pretty heavy landscaping changes, or maybe just clearing some land to make more. Matter of fact, today we're going to talk to a lady about making more room in her on her land for pasture. And what we do is kind of take on the same business model I have here. We kind of take on the role as a consultant, which means a lot of times we may say, you know, one of your better choices is not our services, but maybe this approach or that approach. So we're not always there trying to make a sale, quote.